Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
And it is a recap episode. Are you excited, Kevin?
Get excited. The live studio audience seems excited.
Yes.
They're thrilled to be here.
Yes, they are. Yep. So it is Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode. And we are talking about June this month. June, obviously the favorite time of year for students because they're done. Love having their summer break. Do you feel like we get a summer break at all?
No, it's always working 100%, 24/7. I know Kathy's listening to this right now. I mean, we're always working, always nose to the grindstone, you know, always working, putting in our best effort 24/7.
Okay. Great answer. It also is almost time for the evaluation season as well for us as a team. So,
I had no idea. That's coming around. I don't change. I just stay working throughout the entire year. No vacation, no anything.
Always willing to sign toasters.
Yeah. Anything. Signed one already.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, very good, Kevin. I appreciate it. It's great. Love that you're so consistent and your work ethic is just 125%. So here's shooting for a 4.2
for you.
Before we get started though, we do our recap. It is the spotlight time for you. So let it shine. What do you got?
Yeah. So I got a little joke. Here today, I guess we could classify it as a dad joke. It's not really a question answer joke. It's kind of like a sentence, I guess. And those ones I'm not always thrilled with. I like to get some feedback from the crowd. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But here it goes.
Listen, I'm usually a pretty easy audience. So like, and I mean that in all senses of form of laughter. So if it's good and I laugh, you should get the feedback that you are hoping to get.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's getting increasingly harder to find these jokes. I know you found one last episode that was like pretty easy, but they're getting tough. We've used a lot of these, but anyways, without further ado, my boss gave me a new schedule to work down at the chess piece factory. Now I'm working the night shift. You get it, night with a K, you know?
Yes. If you would have said, I'm just one of the pawns in this whole new plan, I would have laughed at that as well.
There's a lot of different variations that you could go for sure. But
so there you go. You have that joke. You can use that multiple times. Different, you know, I am now the queen bee of our night shift.
True. So maybe the listeners might be hearing that joke, different variations of that joke in the next couple episodes.
No, that was good though. That was good.
It was all right. Not my best work, but we'll try to come back to the next episode strong, you know.
Oh my gosh. So basically what we're hearing is that stand up is not a backup job for you in the future.
Not a backup job. No.
Which I find very interesting because you do have some very witty puns at sometimes. Like you come up with some really funny one-liners and some zingers that really just catch you off guard. So I think when you're not thinking about it, you have it and it's witty. But when you're on the spotlight and there's pressure. Oh yeah.
Out the window. Out the window. If I didn't prepare weeks in advance, yeah, it's done.
Very good. Okay, good job. Very good. So there you go. It's a good dad joke. Okay, so in the month of June, it is a little bit quieter for us when it comes to events and what we have going on. And obviously we do that with full intention because we know that this time of year is when a lot of manufacturers, some of them, they take breaks anyway. They'll take a solid week where they might close down their plant, or just in general. This is obviously, you live in New England. It is to be expected that people like to work 4 days a week and have maybe some 4-10s so that they have that Friday off and those half day on Friday so that they can get up to their places on the lakes, at the Cape, on the Cape. Is it on the Cape? It's on the Cape. Is that how you say it up here? A
I
place
think that's
on
how
the
you say it.
Cape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we need Christy in here to work the Cape lingo because I'm not, obviously, we all know. So,
It's
but
true.
yeah, so we keep it quiet. And in the month of June, let's talk about the DIA grant work, which is the safety programs that we've been doing. I think we just finished our last one. And so I think most of the classes are over, but let's talk a little bit about what classes we did in the month of June. And then you have some other news that you can talk about regarding the grant itself, or actually the safety training courses that we put on place for this past couple of months. We do a lot of them. So we did
Yeah.
another OSHA training, right? So there was an OSHA training. That's always a 2-day training where, and these are for manufacturers that come in. We held them in our office. The Department of Industrial Accidents, we were awarded funding that allowed us to partner with safety trainers. Safety trainers came in and they did these training programs. The safety training programs have kind of fallen under the Department of Industrial Accidents now. Whereas previously there was other grant funding that you could use towards them, but I think they're starting to be more conscious about where the funding is being used and making sure that it is purposeful in how it's being used. And that's how these safety training programs fell under the Department of Industrial Accidents. Just seems to make sense. So they were able to, or we applied for this training grant and we received the funding, and then we partnered with safety trainers, and that's how we were able to put on these training programs. The workplace safety and education programs is what they were called. We started running them back in March, and they finished this actually just this week for these trainings. And we had this month, we had the OSHA training, OSHA 10. So it was 2 days. It's a certification program. We also did, I'm trying to see what other trainings we did. Oh, we did CPR, first
Yep.
aid, and bloodborne pathogens. And then there was a DIA hazard ID and abatement intro workshop. So those this round we did in the office at MassMEP. And that round has closed, but Kevin has information on the future.
Yeah, so we're working to towards a spring 2025 DIA Safety Training Grant Consortium. And this is a really great opportunity for manufacturers in Massachusetts because it's 100% complimentary, no reimbursement or upfront payment needed, 100% safety training supported by the DIA Workforce Safety Grant. And then the topics covered are the topics that Haley had just mentioned, safety and health programs to prevent, improve, reduce, and engage their workplace. And also we were talking about if you're looking to integrate. I know we've had a lot of smart manufacturing events over the past couple months. So people that were included in the Manufacturing Your Future, Navigating Advanced Technologies and Workplace, as well as our Smart Lean workshop that we did earlier in June. If you're looking to integrate anything from these events, it's a great opportunity because While these innovations can significantly enhance efficiency and productivity, they also introduce new risks and complexities that require enhanced safety measures. And if you're interested in any of these trainings, or hosting any of these trainings, because we're looking to do them at a manufacturer's location. If you have enough people in your workforce, in your workplace to attend these trainings, we can just do it regarding your workplace. Or if we have just one central location for all these manufacturers to attend, we can find that central location and invite all these manufacturers. So yeah, it's a great opportunity. I know, I mean, manufacturers may not think that safety is up there with the most important things that you need to take care of. I mean, most of these manufacturers are concerned about profit margins and things like that. But safety is right up there, because you need to put these initiatives into place so that you can have a safe environment and be organized. It helps you become organized as well. So yeah, it's a great opportunity. This is happening spring 2025. I believe we're putting together another podcast as well as a webinar early, well, in the next couple of months. So stay on the lookout for that for more information regarding this consortium.
Yeah, we used the question, and this actually comes right off of the DIA website, which is at mass.gov, and it says employers across the country reported 2.6 million injury and illness cases in private industry in 2021. And
Wow.
so the point of bringing the safety grant forward from the DIA was that it allows Massachusetts base and operating employers to the ability to keep their workplace free of known health and safety hazards, like Kevin said. The other thing that, if you are a manufacturer in an area, and if you're also willing, if you have a space that's large enough and that you can host, and you're willing to allow other manufacturers to come in and do the training on your site, that is also a value add. It's nice to have that opportunity so then they can see the benefit of doing it at the manufacturer is because it's real life. So there are items or there are situations that Darcy, or depending on who it is that comes in and does the training program, can use a real life situation of what's happening in that manufacturer's environment right then and there. So it really does make it a little bit more relative and a little bit easier to understand and comprehend and kind of stick. So that's why we would like to be able to do that. So yeah, so more to come on that. Just follow along, look at our, follow our social and go on our website and see when that will open back up again. But I think we're trying to get it going and open so that it's ready so that the safety programs would start in spring. So that would mean once we have finalized everything on our end, then we would open this up in, I would say it would probably be in the early part of the year of 2025, probably January to early February of 2025. I think the goal is to have it open and ready for everybody by January. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So be prepared. And then for those of you that are listeners that went through these trainings, reach out to us and let us know, because we'd love to have you on our podcast so you can talk about it and kind of let people give them an inside view of what you experienced and your value that you took away from it. So we'd love to hear from you. So it'd be great. All right.
Absolutely.
So that was our safety. I forgot to attend the CPR training. So I'm out. It expired, but I can do the compressions. And Matt, you heard him say it was right outside of his office, so he feels like he's been certified because he listened to the amount of counts, that they were doing when they, I said you should have asked for your card and you would have been approved. So
Not how it works.
yeah, close, close.
If you're within an earshot, you
Yeah,
got it.
you got
Yep.
it. Yeah. Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? All right, so what else did we do in June? Our big event for the month of June was our Smart Lean workshop.
Right.
And how did that go, Kevin? What were your thoughts on that?
It was a good workshop. We
Yep.
got a lot of people attended. We had a good amount of work coming from it. A lot of people were impressed with. So we had Rich Goyette and Ellen Ellsworth from Mass MEP. And then we had some people from Hawk
Yep.
Ridge was there, and
Hawk
SICK
Ridge
was there.
Sick. Yeah. And then it was our first time doing this workshop. So it was new for our Innovative Growth Services team. It was a new opportunity, and it was a great way to get the information out, is I think probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I thought Rich and Ellen did a great job in pulling together the content that they felt worked best to show kind of what they call smart lean.
Right.
I think we've established that in order for companies, manufacturers to get to the point where they're adopting, whether it be automation or additive or some form of smart manufacturing, they need to be lean, and they need to have their operational excellence in tip-top shape. And I think we showed that a lot last year when we had FlexCon come in and explain that. And that's exactly what they did. They took that journey and put their operational excellence first and foremost, and then were able to move on from that to adopt any smart or industry 4.0 processes or programs or software or whatever it may be. So yeah, it was a great, I guess, sneak peek as to what
Exactly.
the other programs we have to offer, right? Because we do have an additive training program that is available, and we do a smart manufacturing assessment. So if you are a manufacturer that is interested, or you're at that point where you would like to learn more about this, you can reach out to us, and Ellen and Rich will connect with you on that. But this was a great opportunity, and I think we talked about it, and we felt as though this is something that we could do again and keep it smaller, and maybe do it where we're in different locations throughout the state of Mass, so that we can bring it to them and they can see more, and it being a workshop. And again, it's the same thing where we like doing the workshop events because it's hands-on. And we felt after previous years, the best practices was touch, see, do. And the touch, see, do would allow people to be able to, I think, absorb the content and really digest it and understand it. So, but yeah, it seemed pretty great. We did hear a lot of clapping when
We
the
did.
was over. Yeah. And the evaluations came in pretty positive. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, so it was pretty exciting. So hopefully we can do it again in the future. But like we always say, just check our website, and you'll see what we've got going on as we move forward for the rest of the year.
Because we have a new smart lean program, correct? Like
Yeah.
a new
Yep, we're
rather than
working.
our.
Yep. Yeah. We're working on that and trying to find a way to help. Yes, exactly. Because we have a lean program that we use, but now it's trying to find a way to merge that together and overlap the smart component of it with the lean side. And so yes, they are working on that program to put it together for manufacturers to be able to use. But the additive program, we do have that. It's another program that allows, manufacturers. Additive is more of the 3D printing. So if you don't know what additive is, then probably you aren't ready for any form of smart or innovation. But then again, maybe you are, it might be something that you're inquisitive of. And so you can participate in this additive program. It is under the, it does fall under the Workforce Training Fund, so you can use it for that too.
Yeah, I mean, like we've always said, any industry, any manufacturer, any person in any industry could take advantage of additive manufacturing. If you have that capital to be able to go out there and buy, I mean, these 3D printers range in prices, so there's some that are very simplistic that you could integrate into your facility. And then there are others that are completely like expert level additive manufacturing that other people can take advantage of. But yeah, for any industry, they can really take advantage of additive manufacturing. And if you don't believe us, I mean, just contact us. We'll get you in we'll get you in talks with the right person, with either Ellen or Rich, and they can go over how you could potentially upscale your business.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And I think that's the best way to say that is if you're they do have the assessment. So you could be a manufacturer that's like, I'm absolutely nowhere near this, and but I am considering it. And they can come in and like Kevin said, they'll do the assessment and they'll give you a better understanding as to where you are and how we could make this fit. So
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, if you're a manufacturer and you take advantage of like jigs or how do they call it? What are the other names for like those?
I just know them as a jig.
Or
There's
like
like a form or yeah.
a template of any
Yes.
kind, like something
Yes.
like that.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
if you use those and you've been making them like without additive manufacturing, I think the 3D printing aspect could really help out and make those jigs a lot quicker, a lot better as well. So yeah, reach out to us if you want more information on that.
A good point. Very good. I like it. Good, good, good. All right. What else did we do in the month of June? That was it for us, right?
Yeah, but for us, correct. But then we were talking about the mashup as well.
Oh, yes. It finally got released, correct?
It did.
Oh, so the mashup, which is done through the Center for Advanced Manufacturing out of Mass Tech Collaborative. It is going to be held September 25th at Gillette Stadium. Registration is open, right? Ready to go.
Yep.
And I think I'm gonna try this website and see if it works. No. Any idea what the website actually is?
If you're looking for the website, I mean, you can find it underneath Mass Tech's LinkedIn. You can find it underneath our LinkedIn as well. We promote it too.
And
Yeah.
we'll get it
Oh.
up on our website as well.
Yep, we'll be getting it up on our website. By the time this podcast releases, you can just read you can go to massmep.org and find it underneath our website as well.
There you
We're
go.
really excited for that.
I can tell you, I was very privileged to be able to attend some meetings. What's nice about it is that we are able to be a part of what they do. We are just one of the resources. We all kind of work together in this, I would say this ecosystem for manufacturers in the state. And so one of the components of it is the manufacturing awards. And so every year, Representative Jeffrey Roy and Senator Feeney, who are the current chairs of the Manufacturing Caucus, they do the Manufacturing Awards ceremony, and it will be held at this event. Did we say it was at Gillette? Did we tell everybody it moved to Gillette this year?
We did mention that a little bit sneakily. We mentioned that, yeah.
But it's been fully announced now, so it will be at Gillette. So we will be doing the award ceremony again during the event. And so that is a great time because what happens is the legislatures that are part of the manufacturing caucus will go out and they will nominate a manufacturer of the year from their districts. So you will be awarded manufacturer of the year, and then you'll be able to attend this event and receive your plaque for being manufacturer of the year. The cool thing about the day is that the day is centered around the manufacturers. There are some other components that they get involved within it as well. And it could be there's a whole new view on when it comes to the pipeline for manufacturing. And the pipeline, what we consider now and what we're seeing as to where it's significantly gaining ground is in students. And when it's at a younger level, at a younger age, manufacturing today is not the same as it was even 10 years ago, obviously 30 years ago. So today, the jobs and the workforce that is needed in manufacturing, we have to start young because, just like we just said, smart manufacturing is huge. So automation and the robots, the cobots, the additive with the 3D printing, there's so much more to it. Digital twins, like there's a lot of stuff that exists, the AR, right? Even AI and what it's doing and how it's getting involved. So manufacturing today, so they're Center for Advanced Manufacturing. So CAM is seeing that how important and valuable the students are. And so that is one of their focuses as well. So the students will be involved. They will also have, I know they've got a huge lineup. They haven't announced it yet, but they've got some programs that they're pulling together and they want to make it about the manufacturers for the day and the value add for them. So hopefully we will see, obviously our manufacturers will see them there. We've told all of our friends in manufacturing to attend. We've been promoting it, like Kevin said. So go online. It's mashupmfg.org is the website. And we'll link that in our podcast as well. But you can also find it on our website. So go register. We'll see you there. We'll be there all day. And they you get to see the new, if you haven't been to the stadium yet, and you haven't had the opportunity to see the new GP atrium where they built in where the lighthouse is. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is amazing. They have this like up above. You know how they have the whole wall is basically a TV, and you can see the tiles that are put together that construct the whole screen. It is impressive. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And all I could do was stand in there the whole time, look at these beautiful light fixtures, look at this beautiful wood. I would say it looks like it's teak to me. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I just pretend to be one because I look at it a lot on Instagram,
Of course.
a lot of DIY. But all I could do was think the whole time, as a previous small business owner, how much is this electric bill every month in this place?
Oh my God. Yeah. Just
That's
thinking
all I could.
about that.
Yeah, that's all I could think about when I was standing in there going, oh my gosh, could you imagine that electric bill every month?
I could not.
No thanks. But yeah, so you got to join us for the mashup.
Yeah, it'll be great. It will be really exciting to see all those, I don't know if you would call them manufacturing champions, like all in the same room, but I mean all these award winners from different districts, and it's a great opportunity to network with them. They must be doing something right to be receiving these awards. So if you want to attend the mashup, there will be a lot of value added there for you guys. And then a ton of vendors as well, vendors, third parties too. I mean, it's gonna be a big event, and Mass MEP is thrilled to be included.
Yeah, I may have signed a DNA when I was with them that I'm not allowed to release some of the information. So I don't want Christine Nolan or Austin Villa to get upset with me. So it's going to be big. It's going to be worth your day. September 25th, block it off, go spend the day in Foxborough at the stadium. So it'll be worth it. Promise. Promise, promise, promise. All right. We are almost ready to close out. Before we do, we have one big event in July. What is it, Kevin?
Oh, Innovations and Libations you're speaking to?
You got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, this used to be formerly known as Beers and Gears. We are having our Innovations and Libations. The reason for the name change is because Beers and Gears kind of focused primarily on breweries as the so we would go see a manufacturer and then we would go to the brewery because they are also a manufacturer. The reason that we changed to Innovations and Libations because this covers a much wider range of, I mean, wineries and distilleries are also manufacturers, so we can cover them as well. So, in accordance with the name change, we will be visiting Hamilton Storage in Franklin, Mass. And then after Hamilton Storage, we will be going to La Cantina in Franklin, which is a winery. And yeah, it should be a great time. This is July 18th. I believe we penciled in 3 to 6, I
Sounds
believe.
about right.
Yeah, registration's coming in. People are signing up. We're thrilled. We got a good jump on it for this one. Yeah, if you're listening to this, please attend. If you're in Franklin, this is a great opportunity for the manufacturers in Franklin to network and better understand who's within those city limits and who your neighbors are manufacturing wise. And then anybody outside of Franklin, it's a great opportunity to just network, figure out what the do's and don'ts. We'll have a great presentation on Hamilton Storage. We'll do a nice tour. Yeah, we're thrilled about it. Very excited.
So, and we are able to do this event because we do have a sponsor this year for this one.
Right, Bank of America.
Yeah. So
They're
they're
great
back for
sponsors.
another event. Yeah, they enjoyed it so much that they sponsored us again. So, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do these networking opportunities. So we're
Right.
thankful that they came back and sponsored again.
Right.
And it's free for manufacturers to attend.
Free for manufacturers. Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of value add there. We also have a board of the directors, John Generu from Hamilton Storage. I mean, he'll be presenting on what Hamilton does, and then they'll be given the tour, and he'll speak to his work with MassMEP as well. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for anybody interested.
Yeah. So that's on our website, massmvp.org, under events for July. Click on innovation and libations and get yourself registered. And Kevin will be signing toasters at the event. Unfortunately, you have to bring your own toaster. We will not be providing toasters. They are not part of the package. So if you have a toaster, bring it and he'll sign it for you.
Correct.
Yeah. All
Anytime.
right. Well, that's it for June. Another good month off to July. And then that'll probably almost be the summer spent. Before you know it, it will be over. So welcome to the world of living your life months in advance.
So sad.
Here it
So
is.
sad. Yeah, I'm so used to, like, I mean, not anymore really, but coming out of school, you're used to getting that summer off and whatnot, and that's just not the case anymore.
That's all right. We got some vacation time coming up over the fourth, so
Not
make sure
me.
you enjoy
24/7 hard worker over here.
it.
24/7. I don't take vacation, I don't take sick days, I don't do nothing.
On
Only hard work.
that note, thanks everyone for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
You later.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.